Good evening, everyone. This is Ensign Wendelby with the shortwave and scanner listeners net. We're going to stand by for emergency or priority traffic before we continue this evening. Everyone, this is N2NLB, Charles from New York City, Staten Island. I'd like to welcome you all to the shortwave and scanner listeners net that's heard on the N2ROW link repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in all the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. We cover all the frequencies that you can tune into and listen or watch, from the DC all the way up to light, and everything else in between except for amateur radio. And that's because we can talk about amateur radio at any other time during the week. So we talk about who's on these various frequencies, what equipment we need to pick them up, what's actually happening, what's new in equipment, changes in frequency, anything to help to make the hobby a little bit more enjoyable for you. We have some basic ground rules for this net. One, all the different repeaters of the N2ROW system are on their website. Go to www.n2row.net. Choose the repeater that's closest to where you are to make sure that you are coming in cleanly. And also remember, because it is a linked repeater system, you need to pause a little bit extra after you key up before you start talking. Otherwise, getting part of your transmission will get cut off. As you're checking in on the air, we ask that you give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, comments or questions you want to share with everyone else. If you don't have any, then just say no traffic, and this way we know to go to the next person. If you're not able to get into the repeater, either because of technical difficulties or you may not have your amateur radio license yet, you will participate by sending an email. Email address for this net is nycxa@yahoo.com. That's also the email address to use if you'd like to subscribe to our mailing list. We get all the late-breaking frequency lists, stories, and articles. Okay, at this point, we'll stand by for check-ins. Please stay down so we can get to it. And we can get everybody checked in. This is N2NLB.
N2NLB. WA2OKZ, Ken in Cranford. No traffic today.
N2NLB. Here is K2LAZ, Staten Island, no traffic.
N2NLV. This is K2JXT, good evening to all. No traffic.
NTRNOV. WTUSB, Jim in New Jersey with no traffic. NTRNOV.
JRH, Anthony in Brooklyn with no traffic.
number 3, Rum Gray. Okay, so Floydsburg, Maryland, 2 we pulled out. W2OKZ, K2LAZ, Les, did you have traffic?
No traffic, Charlie, just listen, K2LAZ.
K2JX, Steve Navarro, W2USB, K2JRH, W2GIK, and the November 3 call, I missed a letter into something. Let me try a different repeater. Here we go. This is November 3 with D Romeo X-ray and 3WRX. Good evening. And 3WRX is traffic cycling. Checking, no traffic. Okay, anybody else?
211.
All I heard was the letter Y, and it was very noisy at that. Try it again.
Q1Y.
Are you cutting off the beginning and you get noisy signal tonight? Anyone else?
KC2JRH, Anthony in Brooklyn. No traffic.
Sorry, Anthony, I thought I recognized you before. Okay. Again, if you're not able to get in, email address nyzxbay@yahoo.com. I'll be checking it periodically. Bob is still in Japan for business. And he promised to send some interesting pictures. I haven't seen them yet, so maybe he's still looking through them. Okay, the only person I have tonight with traffic is Justin, KC2GIK. I know I've sent out a bunch of emails regarding frequency lists, some interesting stories. If anybody's going to comment on them, then certainly welcome to let us know what you think about the email. Justin, go ahead with your traffic. KC2GIK, F1LB.
One, two, three, four,
streams on your website, BrokenScanner.com?
And along with that,
about a week and a half ago that NIRSITY OEM has added 5 new talk groups to the NIRSITY Dewitt trunk system, and they're calling them disaster channels, one for each of the 5 boroughs. There's been some traffic on them, not much, more testing and chit-chat more than anything official. But Dewitt page has been updated on the N203.net website, so pull down the talk groups from there. And, now, 1 minute, see what happens. There are some type of reactions to the Hurricane Katrina, and they feel that having more talk groups on the central trunking system is going to solve the problem. Of course, those of us who understand radio know better. Got a message from Ed on the email, and he's asking about the previously announced Sangene MT40. This will be the first Sangene formulator that had DRM capability as well as AM and FM. And he said he's checking on the Universal Radio website. And there's a little note here that says this model was originally announced as Model MT40. This item is on indefinite hold by Sangene in America. Eventual distribution in the United States is uncertain. And that seems to be the kind of information I'm getting wherever I'm making inquiries over the past couple of days, is that for some reason Sangene does not feel comfortable introducing a DRM radio in the United States yet. Maybe they're wondering if there's enough people who would be interested. Okay, let's stand by for any late check-ins. And I'll check the email again in a little while. This is 10-2-1-LB with the shortwave and scanner listeners net. Again, if you're not able to get in over the air, the email address is nypsa@yahoo.com. Anyway, check in.
To NLV, this is WA20KZ with a comment.
NLV, this is KT2JXT with a query. Okay, Ted first, then Ralph.
Okay, very good. First comment is, as far as digital radio goes, from listening to it myself, I don't particularly see anything that's in there. You know, it doesn't seem to be sound any better than satellite radio. And at least with satellite radio, I'm not getting all the commercials. And it is kind of expensive. I mean, those are my comments. I don't think I would be interested in buying. The other thing is, you did comment before about some of the articles that you sent to us in the past couple weeks, and I myself do enjoy the ones about the radio pioneers. You had to send it in, and a Marconi article. And just one other comment, there is another radio pioneer, which is really not that far away. And a while back, I read about a flea market in Pennsylvania by the Murgas Radio Club. And after doing a little bit of research, I found out that there was a frequency in Fair Pencil Bay, New York, but not for the name of your name, by the name of Father Murgat, who was a radio pioneer, and from what I read, he supposedly had a better code than Morse, but Morse did him in that respect, money talks, and I guess all his papers have been donated to the University of Pennsylvania. But there is some stuff out on the internet for anyone interested in Murgas, M-U-R-G-A-S. I guess that's how it's spelled. From what I read, it was very interesting so far. N-O-N-O-V is W-H-2-O-K.
Okay,
hang on a sec, Pete. Yeah, that's Reverend Joseph Murgas. Looks like they did a video on him. Northeast Pennsylvania Public Television Station, WVIA, and the Slovak Heritage Society, with majority funding by the First Catholic Slovak Ladies Association, did a video. Looks like you can get that video on DVD online for like $20 or something. Yeah, the quote-unquote forgotten genius of radio. Yeah, it's amazing who's out there that had little bits and pieces to do with the development of communication. It says here, in 1905, he achieved radio transmissions between Wilkes-Barre and Scranton in the U.S. A distance of 20 miles. At that time, yeah, that was kind of impressive, considering the state of technology back then. There's a Wikipedia page on him. I'll send the link to it so everybody can take a read. He's up in 1929. SCP, go ahead, Pete.
Well, obviously that you're hearing me is that my new synthesis specialist tone encoder is working, and I'm happy for that. Yes, Father Murgas is an interesting subject. If you want to really read something, go to earlytelevision.com. There are samples of early transmission systems long before the electromagnetic TV scanning. And I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, I'll gather a few things together and send it out to an email to everybody on the list so they can read up.
Hey, did you get my email about being the Ready New Yorker of October?
Sorry, you're a little noisy.
Did you get my email about being ready in New York for October?
Did I get your email something about October? What's the middle part?
Let's see. Ready, New York. Ready, New York.
Oh, Ready, New York. Yeah, the program of the OEM. Yeah. Do you know when that article is going to be posted somewhere?
It is up and on the website today.
All right, I'll send that out as well.
I'll pass the scan by. Go ahead, Southwest. WB2STD.
Okay, let's see, Ralph, you're next. KC2J, say yes, one on me. KC2M, take a late check-in. Okay, Charlie, good evening. I'm just trying to make a little slight adjustment over here. How's it going, everybody on the net? It's good to hear you guys. Good to be on. Charlie, I was curious, I saw a couple of emails back or on your website too. Has the transit link gone up to your chest? What's the story with that?
Well, at the moment the reports are that it's just a simulcast of the dispatcher. I had not heard any word that the actual officers are walking around with UHF walkie-talkies now. They might have, but I haven't heard anything about it.
See, that was the thing. Tonight I saw a couple of guys. You know, they set up the tables. And they have those saber, I guess those are like metal detectors or what they are. I'm sure you've seen those. They take saber on them. And, but I noticed that the radios are like VHF, so I was wondering. I mean, I haven't had my scanner with me or anything. I haven't taken the scanner down for a while, but I was curious because I also saw an email going by that they're moving up there, and then on your website, you do have the VHF channels. But I guess with the simulcast, it's the same thing that affects you.
Yeah, exactly. So, one thing you might want to do, Ralph, you know, carrying around your scanner again. Okay, I don't know why you have to stop. In one bank, put in the input to each of the repeaters, and then the output of the repeater right next to it. Okay, it's a little trick that we heard a long time ago. And you lock out all the repeater output, and only have the repeater input going. And as you're traveling around, you have the radio scanning those handful of inputs. If you hear something, that means one is nearby. And then you hit manual, manual, then you hear the output.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to try that. even the fire department, I've been out of the loop, but even the repeaters down there, the fire department, they're not operating those, are they?
Well, I haven't heard of a track fire that they had to go down there, but supposedly they were. Joe, KJAW, over in Queens, says that they were set up, and he heard traffic where he was, near Forest Hills. And, you know, they're popping up in different places, and they're supposed to be active, but I don't know if they've actually been used yet. Now, have you heard of any track fires that the fire department has to go down there?
Negative, Charlie, but you know what I am going to do is I have the Pro 83 that has that feature, the Signal Stalker. I'm going to just start going down there with that. And if I hear anything nearby where I'm traveling, I should be able to pick that up. Back to you.
Yeah, I would think so, especially on the subway on the way to work in the morning. You should be able to hear a few things down there. At least verify they're still on VHF or they're using UHF transit police.
Roger. I went to that link on that email that you sent out with the RE scanner. It's the number station 500 or so. It's an impressive radio. Bike tag is very hefty, but it's a very nice radio. Thank you.
The PSR 500, yeah, for $500 for a handheld, and the PSR 600 is going to be the matching base model. I don't know if I'm ready to plunk down $500 for a handheld right now. So it is of the newer design as far as how it handles memory, which is a lot more efficient than having the channel and bank grid matrix. So what's interesting is, like the latest rumor I heard about the Channel 16 project possibly being Tetra and not even Motorola or APCO or EDAX or LCR. Does this mean in the next couple of years we're going to buy another radio? You know, Tetra is just a digital standard that Motorola sold to the Europeans. And there were a couple of systems set up down, I believe, in Texas, somewhere else in the Midwest. So if that's what they're actually using for New York, you know, makes you wonder, you know, which direction you should go in.
See, Charlie, that's the thing, too. With a lot of these, from what I'm seeing, a lot of these agencies, they're, well, first of all, it's taking years to get anything done. And then on top of that, the technology is changing. So he bought a scanner about 2 years ago, a digital scanner. Now there's all this other stuff he's talking about. And so you wonder what should one do back to you.
Well, think of the poor guy that I was talking to today from Queens. He's got an ICOM R3. Nice radio. Little high price at the time that it came out, but, you know, that's a typical VHF, UHF, and television. And I said, well, what are you going to do with it after March 2009 when there won't be any more analog television? And he says, yeah, it's just going to sit there.
Yes, you are. So that's that little unit, that's that little unit that has the little monitor on it, pick up, you know, cameras and closed-circuit cameras. Is that the one you need?
Yeah, it's NTSC analog. Doesn't pick up any digital. But, yeah, that's it. I've been out for 10 years now, something like that. Very nice radio. But, you know, once the analog television goes away, what's he going to use it for? The non-existent amateur television in the East Coast?
Yeah, you're right. I saw a guy with one of those, and it has a hefty price tag, too. And then, you know, you figured, like, plop down money right now for, like, let's just, for instance, at GRE, and then, as you said, there was a new system probably coming up in the New York area, trunking. Now, you made a comment that it might not be APCO 25, so it's like, what is digital out there right now for one to buy in New York City to listen to back to the charm?
As far as APCO 25 digital, I have some federal stuff. A couple of small groups here and there on various systems, but not a whole bunch. And there's some, like Coast Guard, on their repeater, on the 164 frequency, when there's a visiting cutter come in and they're talking back to Section New York. The cutter is an APCO 25, but it's scrambled. So, you can't do anything about that.
Yeah, it seems a little frustrating, though, you know, but what can you do? I guess it's a sign of the times, too, Charlie, you know, the Homeland Security, et cetera. So, you know, there's going to be some things we'll probably not be able to do right away until somebody figures something out, I guess.
Just keep your eye on it. check the message board. Every so often, radio reference has some great conversations in there. Read their wiki pages. You know, New York City specific stuff. Drop the messages on the message board on my site. Every so often, hit this, toss in there by somebody. Please check it out every so often. And, you know, start saving your money. You don't have to spend it now. Save it, you know. Get all safe in town and, you know, put $25 a week towards it or whatever. And then when things start to appear, if that's the way to go, then you've got some money saved up for it.
Yeah, that's some good advice, Charlie. So, yeah, I'll get back to you, Tony, next week. I'll start monitoring from now, from tomorrow, from next week, what's going down there in the suburbs. Come back and give a report at the next scanner. Thanks for the comeback with the answers there. We'll turn it back over to that control. Take two gas seats. Look for them.
Okay, Rob. The other thing that that's coming along, email I sent that last night, for this thing called Motorola Turbo, which is a TDMA, time division multiplexing digital system that can also do analog, supposedly, that is being marketed to the business radio service. So while APCO 25 has been pushed towards government agencies, towards businesses, they're pushing this Motorola Turbo digital system, which the equipment is already out. I don't know who's using it here in this area, but the equipment is out. And I was reading information on Motorola's website, and I did search, and I found that video last night. So, yeah, it's something else that do not have capabilities listened to on the current copper standards, but we want to keep in mind the road. Anyway, let's stand by and see if there's any late check-ins, otherwise we'll wrap it up tonight. That's one of these, the shortwave scanner with the staff.
Into NOV. KT2NMC, late check-in.
NOV. This is WP2KTV, late check-in.
This is KT2, PXN, 179.
Email from Ed asking about, let's hear my opinion on pairing the APCO 25 capable radios that are on the market now. For example, the Bearcat, the Radio Shack 497, and now the GRE. They all have pros and cons, but he values our opinion. Well, the only APCO 25 radio that I have listened to myself is the Bearcat 250 with the digital board. It's a handheld I carry around with me in my briefcase. And it works, you know, for the most part. Sometimes you gotta fiddle with the audio adjustments when I stumble across some federal stuff. But otherwise, it's, you know, as to be expected being digital, there's a slight delay in the audio and a slight robotic sound to it. But if you've got a decent signal and you're sitting on the channel, then you catch it fine. If you're standing, of course, you're going to miss some of the bits and may not pick up everything in time. It's choppy. As far as the newer versions of the scanners, like the 996 and the 396, you know, got that virtual folder idea. So instead of having one bank of 100 channels, you can have a folder that could have two channels in it, it could have 32 channels in it, it could have 140 channels in it, doesn't matter. It's a virtual folder, you can put what you want in there, and it could be conventional, it could be trunking, it could be analog, it could be digital, you set it up the way you want. Which I think is an extremely smart way of doing it, it makes better use of the memory. And besides that, they've added more memory to these radios, so that in effect, you can have up to like 6,000 channels in there. Of course, if you do alpha tagging on all the channels and all the talk groups, it uses up some of the memories, the actual number that you're able to get, something along the lines of 2,000. But still, you know, that's not bad. The quality of the audio in digital, so far I haven't heard any bad things about it, but I haven't listened to it myself. I think the best place to ask questions like that is of those who've actually used it. But of course, you have to be careful. There are those who will swear by something because it's that brand. And there are those who will swear at it because it's that brand. And they're not very, you know, objective when it comes to radio things. I've had some fairly decent experiences talking to people like Mike Agnew, K3JJZ. Who put together the wiki pages for Radio Reference and the page on strong signals for all the software for the different scanners. Mike is very objective. He tries to be. So if he's played with something and he's got strong feelings about something, you know, I tend to take him at his word. If anybody else has had experience with some of these recent scanners that do APCO 25 digital, please jump in, or if you're listening on a scanner, you know, send an email or pass it around. You know, let us know what you really think about it, what kind of test you put it through. And if you don't like it, well, exactly what you like. What did it do that you were expecting to do differently? And let's try to, you know, pick it apart and try to figure out what's going on.
KC2QKS.
QKS, good, right.
Hi, how are you tonight? Charlie, I've been trying my headset, and it seems like I get a hum with it. You know, it's not a big hum or something. I think it needs some kind of adjustment, or is that normal? Back to you.
Your headset, you're getting a hum? Most likely, it's the PL tone that the repeater is sending. It just may be a little louder than it needs to be. Or your ears are more sensitive.
Hey, I'll give it another shot some other time. How's everything tonight? Just kind of joined your net. Back to you.
Good, all right. So we're just getting ready to wrap up. Just answering the last question that came through on the email. Okay. Anybody else before we wrap it up at this point? Is that one of them? Okay, hearing nothing, we'll wrap it up at this point, and we'll get back to you the next Wednesday, where we'll talk about everything Marathon and everything that's developing in the satellite world and getting ready for shopping season. Yeah, it's that time of year again. If you've discovered any new frequencies, and if Ben's listening, NGZE, I want to thank you for the list you sent Ben. I believe Justin's got the copy of the Jersey stuff to put on his list. If you don't have any new frequencies, PL tones, DPLs, whatever, various stores, shopping malls, whatnot, as you're going around for them, either voluntarily or involuntarily, as the case may be, jot down the information and pass it along, and in time for Thanksgiving, we'll compile the new updated list, and we'll send it out to everybody. Okay, so 7-3, we'll catch you next week.
Zen 2 will be clear.